Now we'll go to housing and a change to a key part of the housing intensification bill. I was just talking about this a little bit earlier on with Nicola Willis. Has been enough to alarm supporters, but too little to placate critics. The bill is up for debate at its second reading in Parliament later today. Phil Pennington reports.
All the planners and designers RNZ has talked to support urban intensification and more housing choices. They just disagree over how to get there. Wellington urban planner Dr. David Batchelor is a fan of the bill. He's worried the government now wants to change the rule for how high buildings can be on the boundary, making it 4 metres instead of 6.
The original 6 metres was very bold, and the urban planner and urban designer in me looked at that and was very enthusiastic. The 4 metres, so I wouldn't want them to go any lower than 4 metres.
National says it supports the height reduction, and Labor says it will have little effect on how many houses can be built. But what about what you get to look out onto? For example, how far away is the fence? The Select Committee is proposing to increase what's called the outlook from the original plan of 3 metres to 4 metres. Auckland's current minimum is 6 metres. But Dr. Batchelor says that was then, this is now.
They had to go through a lot of pushback from the community, so they came to the conclusion of 6 metres. We are 10 years down the track. We're a lot more urban. We're a lot more developed. So we're in a better state to really have these discussions and put that threshold at 4 metres.
He says planners have the jitters as they're a risk-averse bunch, but this bill is the way forward to vibrant urban spaces. But Auckland urban planner Tracy Ogden Cork disagrees, saying the changes don't go far enough to allow people a sufficient outlook from their living room window.
Our argument that it's not sufficient in terms of a quality of outlook, in terms of the space between buildings. In the Auckland Unitary Plan, at this moment in time, the requirement is 6 metres. That is not a huge amount of space if you're talking about the distance between your living room window and your boundary fence.
She's wary about the looser intensification rules, drawing on a decade's helping Auckland Council process hundreds of house building consents.
I've spent 20 years arguing for intensification, and we know how complex it is to do intensification properly. And the general public need to realise they don't see the worst possible development because it doesn't get consent.
The new bill aims to streamline the building of up to an extra 105,000 homes within 8 years across most big cities and some of their surrounding areas such as Waipa, Selwyn and Western Bay of Plenty. Total home building is now forecast to hit 265,000 over the next 6 years, or 44,000 a year. Urban designer Emma McInnes, who chairs Women in Urbanism, Aotearoa, says the country needs a mind shift. She says dense housing designed around parks, playgrounds and shared gardens must take over from private patches of unused grass or concrete.
I've seen a few male politicians in particular talking about the need to design housing so that, you know, we can continue the culture of barbecue season in the summer. And I just think that's the wrong way to design housing in New Zealand. Women in particular really value shared space and co-spaces.
The first opportunity to change the bill comes up at its second reading, likely this evening, and the second chance is when it next goes to committee stage.